When I think about agile development at Microsoft, there's sort of two halves about it. How do we actually do our development internally? Do we use an iterative process that's test-driven and, you know, value-focused? And do we deliver to the ultimate end customer in size, in sort of small bites? And that's sort of the two sides. The first side, I think we've made a big switch on over the last few years, and we do a lot of our internal processes are agile. A lot of Scrum is how we run a lot of our teams. We've made less global progress on the external deliver in small chunks because we're such a big company. We have so many products, and customers expect them all to work together. So when we do a new version, it has to work with the latest version of Office and the latest version of Windows and the latest version of SQL. And we have a lot of coordination to do with all of those that makes it hard to just drop stuff out in small chunks. But continuous value delivery to customers is very, very important. And our approach to addressing that has been, the Team Foundation Server team has really been pushing and piloting within developer division, is this notion of power tools. We have this goal to deliver power tools about once every 3 months. Just cool add-ons that are really useful for people. If a customer sends us something on our blog and says, hey, I really think it'd be great if you did X, we sort of look at it and say, hey, is it possible for us to deliver that? Yeah, let's build it, let's put it out in the power tools, and then eventually we'll incorporate it into the official product that goes through the big release cycle. And we're gradually growing that out across developer division. I think the big thing we added this product cycle is a new extensible editor framework that now allows us to add core editor new features out of band. So I think I would expect to see post VS10 a stream of really cool new capabilities built into the editor that makes for a great productive developer experience without having to wait for major releases.